With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tornadoes have killed two people in Indiana and also caused a lot of damage in Kankakee, Illinois. At least 10 injuries have been reported, and more rough weather forecasters say very likely for the next 24 to 48 hours. Congress getting closer to passing bipartisan legislation to encourage more affordable housing.
The bill, which has broad support from industry groups, would overhaul regulations to make it faster and cheaper to build new housing. It would also modernize rules for factory-built housing and ban large investment groups from buying more single-family homes. The Senate bill is co-sponsored by Republican Tim Scott and Democrat Elizabeth Warren and is backed by President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Price of a barrel of Brent crude briefly topping $100 a barrel early Thursday, just days after it spiked near 120. Oil prices initially shot more than 9% higher as supply concerns worsen. U.S. benchmark crude jumped 6.5% to $93 a barrel. Pentagon tells Congress the first week of the Iran war cost more than $11 billion. Munitions alone were just over the $5 billion mark. And the war has become a battle of will.
The ongoing Israeli-American war on Iran is boiling down to one key question. Who can take the pain the longest? The world's economy is increasingly being affected by the fact that Iran is targeting oil infrastructure in the Gulf Arab states. Iran also has attacked ships in the crucial Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about a fifth of all natural gas and oil traded passes. There's also a lot of the world's fertilizer that moves through there as well.
This is SRN News. Our correspondent Michael Harrington reports the United Nations gets a warning.
The world body has heard testimony from religious freedom experts who reported that anti-Christian violence is on the rise in Europe. They also pointed out mounting efforts to dismantle or water down religious freedom laws in several countries. In 2024, the last year for which all the numbers are in, there were more than 750 incidents of anti-Christian hate in Europe, a region that had been a bastion of Christianity for 1,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Uber launching a feature allowing both women riders and drivers across America to be matched with other women for trips, expanding a pilot program aimed at addressing concerns about the safety of the ride-hailing platform. Both Uber and Lyft have faced thousands of reports of sexual assaults over the years from both passengers and drivers. This is SRN News. A major crime wave being tackled in South Africa. It is a rather unusual move for the African continent's leading democracy. South Africa's president announcing he will deploy the army to some high crime areas.
South Africa has deployed troops to Johannesburg to tackle organized crime. That comes after the president announced plans last month to use the army to help police fight gang violence and illegal mining. South Africa has high rates of violent crime. Police reported an average of nearly 70 homicides a day from October to December of 2025 for a country of around 62 million people. Soldiers were seen in the suburbs of Johannesburg in the first major deployment since the president said in his annual speech to the nation that organized crime was the greatest threat to South Africa's democracy and its economic development. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More details at srnnews.com.